turunduse täht.
One of the things I do over here is I run workshops, which actually I'm bringing to Estonia in May. But one of the things I do is run workshops with a friend who writes a blog for florists. So florists are always on my radar. And there was a website for a company called Jamie Aston. So jamieaston.com, JAMIEASTON.com. And if you have a look at it, I love this website because, you know, you were talking earlier about, is everyone going to end up looking the same? And what I love about this, it's a winter brand, just looks so different to any other florist website. Those of you that haven't looked at it, take a look. There are two, four, five gorgeous male models on this homepage, surrounded by beautiful bouquets of flowers. And they just stand out for looking different. And I love it for that. I love the branding. Obviously, the male models look lovely.
yeah, it does. I just opened it.
It's nice.
It's very, very inspiring. And probably the male models are the least you can expect in a florist store, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, I'd better go down and check them, I think.
If they are still there.
Yeah.
Waiting for you coming.
Yeah. But isn't it nice? Instead of a picture of a bride looking whimsical with her bouquet, you've got something that feels quite fashion, quite forward-thinking, you know, beautiful flowers. But actually, what we're taking in is this whole brand that's a bit edgier and a bit different.
Yeah, it is. It's very, really inspiring. And yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah, it's worth of sharing, and we'll do that. My candidate for this week, actually there are several, and I tried to make a choice. What I liked was the company from a bakery called Fatser. It's a company with Finnish origins, but present and really well known in Estonia as well. As I understand the campaign, what they did was that during February, when Estonian Republic celebrated its Independence Day, they asked people to let them know about Estonians who live abroad, and they wanted, in order to send them Estonian black bread. Estonian black bread is very specific, and mostly the people who live abroad really miss the black bread because you don't have it anywhere else. And as I understand, they are sending the bread to 10 different countries in very different, really, parts of the world. They had about 250 participants, and they just chose 10 out of them. And it seems that that really kind of helping to create buzz and to dig in really a bit into the stories of people, why they live abroad, what do they do, and this is something that really touched me. I don't see the very much, let's say, the business mindedness here, but just for the emotions and connected and the right timing. So I think that it made. It was kind of really, really forceful.
Yeah. And that, for me, is the best kind of business approach, because actually, if you can capture people's emotions, they're going to be far more loyal.
Yeah. And then the other candidate was an Estonian media portal. Also, during February, as we celebrated our Independence Day, what is becoming kind of, it has always been important for our nation. And then they decided to, and there are a lot of discussions in Estonia about refugees. How many should we accept? Should we accept? There are people pro and con, and really a lot of discussions. But they decided to make a campaign about introducing not all, but many of the 100 different people from different countries who live in Estonia, introducing them why they have chosen Estonia and why they like Estonia. From a completely different angle. And there are so many nice kind of people telling so simple things we sometimes forget in our discussions, that why it's important to live here. So it was kind of a good, let's say, campaign, how to say, somehow to smooth the discussions or to heal all the wounds that has happened. So I think that also it was something that really, really was touching.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and do you know what we need to do next?
Go on.
We need to make a choice.
Oh my goodness.
I know. And you as a guest can be the first to choose.
Oh my goodness. Well, for me, it's the bread or the male models, I think.
Okay. The bread or the male models. What a choice.
It's really... I love the bread because I love the fact that it's timely and I'm always a sucker for things that aren't just about the bottom line, but actually are kind of enhancing the brand and building loyalty. So I think I would have to go for that.
Thank you. I really like your proposal about the male models in the store, and I think that it's really worth to think and to learn from how to be a different and how to position differently, and really I think also encouraging men to deal more with the flower business or to, let's say, to buy more flowers, if I put it that way. So I think that that it will probably do a lot good. But also the Black Bread campaign was really what I liked from the idea. So if you don't mind, I choose the Black Bread as well.
It's your show. You choose.
No, it's our show. but thank you a lot, Fatser. We noticed your Black Bread campaign, and we are sending you a weekly marketing star that is in a form of a diploma. So you know that these things encourage us to do more this type of things in the other businesses as well.